You will listen to a talk on preparation and practice for entrance tests. Listen to the talk and answer questions 1 to 10. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Listen and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning. I hope you are ready for an enriching session on the preparation and practice for entrance tests. So, we are talking about entrance tests for international students. Most students move to English-speaking countries that have standardized language proficiency tests. You must understand that the purpose of such tests is to assess the candidate's proficiency in the language of communication in that country. In my experience, as a trainer for language proficiency tests, I've found that most students, especially those from non-English speaking countries, do not have the right approach to the test. They tend to focus disproportionately on the volume of practice material. In the process, they end up picking an authentic material that may be extraordinarily simple, or too challenging, and therefore, misleading. For this reason, I would like to mention that you should select your study material carefully. Pick standard publications. All test makers bring out their reference material in the market. Most often, this is all you need to prepare. However, if you do require more study material, look for books published by old players. For an English test, pick books by native English authors.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now answer questions 5 to 10.
Next is the need for a systematic approach. If you understand the nature of the test, preparation and practice will be a smooth affair. You must be aware of whether the questions are subject-based or are based on universal topics. Gather information about the question types, duration of the test, and the scoring criteria. You need to approach the test intelligently. Unlike other subject tests, language proficiency tests require smart work, not hard work, because you will be handling unseen material. So, it is crucial to appreciate the difference. The right approach would be to familiarize yourself with the language by staying in touch with it, and that is done best by listening and speaking the language regularly. Study hours should not include attempting practice tests alone. In fact, you should continuously be preparing in your mind by observing and describing what you see, read, or hear in that language. For example, if you see a colorful parrot, find out what it's called in the foreign language and use the word in a sentence. In this way, you add to your vocabulary. For a proficiency test, you may not need to put in more than 2 hours of practice a day. And as for the time when you are attempting the test, be wise. Mark answers for a score, spend time according to the scoring criteria. If there is no negative marking where points are taken away for a wrong answer, you should aim to attempt the maximum number of questions. You're not going to lose anything. Follow your instinct after carefully understanding the problem, without overthinking. It will keep you relaxed and give your brain the much-needed oxygen to function well. So, this was a brief description of how students should prepare for language proficiency tests. In the forthcoming lectures, I will be taking each step individually, with exercises and reference material for you. I'll meet you again tomorrow at the same time.